listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the news show. It is the 20th of July, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that's been going on, and we got it for you like we always do in less than 5 minutes. Well, I'm sure Netflix is saying, whoo, that went pretty well. Netflix, as most of you know, was pretty much on a downfall a few months back. In fact, everybody thought it was going to get worse when they started cracking down on password sharing. Well, the complete opposite has happened, because in its latest quarterly report, Netflix says they've added nearly 6 million new subscribers. And that's just during the second quarter of this year. This was all sent out in a letter to shareholders, so I'm sure they're pretty happy today, saying that the company's push to stop password sharing hasn't actually resulted in mass cancellations. Instead, it's encouraged more people to actually sign up for their own account. Of course, there's always that add an extra member to the account for just $8 more a month. Now, this option's actually available in 100 countries. On the flip side, though, Netflix is streamlining its plans. As we first reported, the $9.99 Canadian plan, well, it's no longer there. And the US and the UK, well, they've just joined Canada in that. So now, with less options of a cheaper plan, will Netflix continue to grow? Guess we're going to have to sit back and watch. Well, for those of you Google users out there that have been waiting for the nearby Share app, it's finally arrived for your Windows PC. Basically, now it's much easier to share those files between your Android phones and your Chromebooks. And even though a lot of you have been using the beta version for a few months now, seems Google thought, yeah, it's pretty good, let's take it out of beta. So that should make about 1.7 million people happy that actually did install the beta program. In fact, according to Google, while it was in beta, they actually transferred more than 50 million files, photos, and even videos. Now the question is, how did Google know that's how much they were transferring between the PC and the phone? I'm just saying. Now, along with the out of beta comes new features. There's now notifications which will include an image preview to help you make sure you're sharing the correct file. Now, from what we can tell right now, that's the main new feature. Google plans on adding more features pretty soon as it's continuing to work with some PC manufacturers. Finally, with all this talk of ChatGPT and AI and everybody's on board, where the hell is Apple in this thing? Hey, you gotta admit, Apple and AI, it's not really going together yet. Now that may be about to change, as Apple's actually reportedly making some progress on its own version of GPT, as in Apple GPT. This is all built on a digital framework we're hearing that's called Ajax. And yeah, I know it sounds like the cleaner used for your bathtub, but I'm pretty sure it has nothing to do with that. According to Mark Gurman, yeah, he's kind of our main man Ming stateside, said that Apple has been constructing its own internal infrastructure and building on OpenAI's ChatGPT, meaning Apple's finally starting to feel the pressure from, say, the likes of Google's Bard. Now, according to people inside the Apple campus, who of course want to remain anonymous because they want to keep their job, the project was starting off a bit slow. Apparently, in the last few weeks and a couple of months, it's seen a huge push internally. And according to most insiders, it's making very fast progress. Now, as far as getting an actual comment from Apple, that didn't happen. Apple's not speaking about anything when it comes to their own AI assistant. So for now, we're stuck with Siri. Yeah, unfortunately. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Show your support for the news show today over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. The news show can be found on britishtechnetwork.com, as well as the Mac show over there and the Big Show too. And don't forget to check out our community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best in tech. But until then, have yourself a glorious Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.